Okay, so my first question, this is the main way I want to talk to you. After watching interviews with Donnie Abraham, and there is such loyalty to Lovie Smith, and you spoke about it when you came back. What is it about Lovie that brings this loyalty from everyone?
He's just a good man. I might not sound like a lot, but when you tell me the guy is a good man, mm-hmm. that means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. The way he is, the way he coaches football, the way he lets you coach football, he lets you be yourself. And there's something to be said about that in this profession, and an opportunity to work for people like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in the profession for a while now, and I tell everybody, it's not about where, mm-hmm. it's with who. And I happen to check both boxes off now. Uh-huh. 'Cause I'm at home.
Yep.
My alma mater, my family's alma mater, uh-huh. and I'm with a great man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I couldn't be any happier right now.
Is this practicing to be a coach someday? Is that what's going on
no,
here?
No, not at all.
No?
He's going to be a lot smarter than his old man and,
okay.
and make a lot more money.
Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah, hopefully take care of me.
Doctor lawyer track.
Yeah,
not,
absolutely.
Not Internet, offensive
University
line.
Of Illinois.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you saw the video that Brett Nelson leaked from practice. Did you get a little fired up there?
Is I was that a little what, fired
a little
up.
Fired up.
I know Coach Fotu was saying that he was blindsided, but I squared him up, squared toe to toe.
You should have been in his line of sight, right?
Yeah. And my hat was play side.
That's right. And you have to pay attention if you're a D lineman.
Especially if you want to hoot and holler. You know, let those guys, Mike Fair and him, like to dance and do all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
We'll just go about our business quietly.
You were a little excited about Christian's block, was it there?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Offense, we are successful. You know, it's not about star blocks. It's about the running back. It's about everybody, mm-hmm. you know. But, yeah, I was excited.
Tell me about the transition between you inherit a line and then you have to, you know, probably offensive line is the one position where certain coaches and certain staffs and certain offenses have a certain look they want, a certain type of lineman, that type of thing. So you kind of transition from the guys you inherited to the guys, you know, the type of line you want to put together. So how's that transition going?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, it's college football. We have to be developmental coaches. It's not the NFL. You can't get rid of them. You can't come in and work out on Tuesday and bring more guys with you, mm-hmm. right? So we, first of all, we think of developing the guys that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we came in and we had a group of guys that were here before us.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, these are the guys we have. We have to develop them.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess to answer your question, it is. It's important to have a gel, a mesh between the five offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
These guys play together every single snap, and if one screws up, they all do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to build it, or I don't know, beat it into these guys' heads that, mm-hmm. hey, I don't care where you're from. If you're one of our guys, one of not our guys, we're all Illinois guys right now. We're all Illini.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have to be in the same page, and that's what it's about communication and understanding that we have to be on the same page and be connected as one.
Yeah. Last question. So you have 10 guys this spring, so which is kind of low. I mean, you know, usually 15, 18, even with walk-ons, sometimes 20 plus. So, I mean, a lot more reps for guys. Do you change how you're practicing? You know, they're all getting so many reps in every drill.
Yeah, and we have 15 opportunities to get better this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a plus. We have 10 guys. You can look at it like, oh, man, we only got 10 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can look at it as we get an opportunity to get better every single day.
Sure.
And we get more reps. Our job is to strain these guys in practice because on Saturdays we want to make it a little easier. It's already hard enough to block those guys across from us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you work as hard as you possibly can in practice, then maybe it'll slow the game down a little bit come Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we only have so many opportunities to do that. So we're going to try to take advantage of every rep, every practice that we have right now.
You got it. I appreciate it, Coach.
No
Thanks
problem.
For hanging out.
No